Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
A new task force is being set up to strengthen our laws on dog control here in Ireland. And you might remember earlier this year, the Minister Heather Humphreys announced that the spot fines for serious dog control offences, they were going to jump from 100 to 300 euro. There was also going to be more funding for dog warden services. But apparently, these new measures are going to go even further. I want to know, though, what would you like to see included in them? How strict do you think our dog control laws should be in Ireland? It's 1800 453 106. That's the number if you want to share your thoughts with us. Eve is on the line in Dublin. Eve, how strict do you think our dog control laws should be?
Good afternoon, Andrea. I'm aghast to think that there are laws and against dogs and banned dogs, but none of them are being implemented because there are no dog wardens. Plus the fact, I saw the statistics last week, I think, that nearly 3,000 people ended up in casualty with dog bites. That has to be for last year. And that's amazing. I think with the breeds being banned in the UK and everything else, we really need to do something now with these dangerous dogs.
So you want to see something similar to what they're doing in the UK, where they're implementing, they're possibly looking at banning the bully breed, the XL bully breed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the minister actually, you know, open to looking at that. It's the step that the British government's taken. But do you think we should do the same?
I do. I think there's no point in having banned breeds and different laws and about picking up after your dog if nobody is implementing them, if we don't have dog wardens. I see in Spain now it's mandatory to have insurance for dogs, which, you know, I don't know how that would work here, but a lot of people would have insurance already. I certainly have it. But even on the paths, I mean, I live near the city and I have to say it's dreadful. Every day you go out, there's somebody with it, and usually they're big dog breeds and not picked up. And you see kids and people in wheelchairs. So even from that point of view, I'd be delighted to see new laws coming in, and I would be delighted to see more wardens and these laws being implemented.
Okay,
Andrea.
Paula is with us as well, even Galway. Paula, do you agree? Do we need stricter laws, more laws, and making sure they're enforced?
I mean, I totally agree with what was just said there. I think the biggest thing here is more laws and implementation of better laws, but also effective laws. And the lady that was just on before me there touched on 3,000 entries into casualty last year from dog bites. The unfortunate thing, and what's going to happen if we keep banning breeds like the XL bully and such, and there's a really successful study done by Dr. Porrig O'Sullo on a few years ago, and the study found that the number of entries into casualty of those bites being from restricted breeds, there was no correlation with restricted breeds having an increased risk of biting someone more than a Labrador or a Collie or something else. And we've seen in the UK as well, several years ago, they banned the pit bull. The pit bull is a banned breed of dog, much like the XL bully is now. And the banning of the pit bull was not effective at all in decreasing dog bites or incidences of such. And the XL bully, the ban on the XL bully will happen. The same people are still going to continue to own that dog. And next, there's going to be another dog, a mastiff type, or another breed of dog that becomes trendy and becomes a victim to the same kind of circle of people.
But like, it's not just in, you know, like in Northern Ireland, they have four breeds of dogs that are banned as well. The pit bull terrier being one of them.
Sure, and here we have not banned breeds, but we have the restricted breed laws. And the restricted breed laws, there's quite a few dog breeds on it. It's very, very vague, number one. So if you have a German Shepherd, technically it's on that restricted breed list. But also if you have a dog, who their great-grandfather was a German Shepherd, technically they're on that restricted breed list. And we've seen this year, even the Presa Canario was added to the restricted breed list after two Presa Canario killed a woman a couple of years ago. Now, the restricted breed list means that those dogs must be on a 4-foot leash, handled by someone over 16 years of age and wearing a muzzle. Now, those two dogs killed a woman in a relative's home. Even if they had been law-abiding and the dogs were wearing muzzle, as the law had said, it would have not changed that situation.
Well, the muzzle is in a public place, just, isn't it?
Sure, exactly. It's just in a public place. And if you look at, and as a trainer, I deal with tens of thousands of dogs over the last decade, and I deal with everything from Chihuahuas, Doberman, German Shepherd, you name it. And the correlation of dog bites to the restricted breed list is non-existent. Now, if somebody is bitten by, let's say, a German Shepherd or a Pitbull, it's far more likely to be reported to authorities. However, if someone gets bitten by a Labrador or a Collie or a Dachshund, it's far less likely to be reported to authorities.
Okay. So there's certain breeds that people are more likely to report to authorities if they're bitten by them. Yeah. Okay. What about, stay with us, Paula, if you don't mind. And I know Eve is there as well. It's 1800 453 106. Sean is also on the line in Dublin. Sean, are you a dog owner?
I am indeed. I have three dogs. One of them would be a German Shepherd and on the restricted list.
And are you, like, do you follow the rules around having the restricted breed, the German Shepherd?
I follow them insofar as I can. With the German Shepherd, I tend to keep her away from areas where the public has access. I'm lucky enough in that I can walk her in private, which means I don't need to have her on a lead or get her to wear a muzzle. When she's
not in a public place.
No, I don't. I don't actually believe that the restricted breeds legislation is very effective. And I think before we go introducing any more legislation, we should give what we have on the books a serious rattle at enforcement.
But does that just come down to the number of dog wardens or how present they are, Sean, out and about? Like, I mean, the minister earlier this year...
I mean, you have a task force coming in, and the task force will make recommendations on changes to the law. But the one thing the task force will most likely not do is establish a separate task force to enforce those new laws once they're passed.
Sure, so a task force about a task force.
Well, effectively, if you're going to introduce a new law, you really do need to decide who's going to enforce it. So if we need more dog wardens, fair enough, get them. If we need the Gardaí to have increased powers, fair enough, give it to them. But the Gardaí are already overwhelmed. They've more than enough to do in this country. So I think you're going to need someone front and central to take charge of enforcing whatever legislation we have regarding dogs.
So the legislation that's there is okay as it is, just enforce it?
Yes, I mean, if you look at it, the dogs are all supposed to be licensed. They're supposed to be kept under control. They're supposed to be wearing medallions. They're supposed to be chipped. They're supposed to be identifiable and registered.
Mm.
None of that effectively is happening.
Well, you see, like part of the legislation at the moment, isn't it, states that if you have a dog, we'll say your dog, your German Shepherd, Sean, it's on the restricted breed list in Ireland. It needs to be with somebody all of the time when it's out in public over the age of 16 who is able to control them. Like if I walk past that dog on the street or anybody else does today, sure, how am I to know the person's over 16? How am I to know that they've any control over the dog?
Well,
I'll find out when it's too late.
You know, that's another problem. But the one of your previous speakers there has alluded to it. The veterinary advice is that the restricted breeds list is ineffective. It won't actually do anything. Now, the professional dog handlers and dog trainers will tell you the same. The restricted breeds list does nothing to enhance safety. So why are we going down this way? I seem to recall your own gentleman comes on to you regularly, Pete the Vet, has said exactly the same thing. The restricted breeds list means nothing. Any dog that weighs north of 30 kilograms is potentially dangerous because if it does snap or go for an attack, it will do a lot of damage.
Should there be more dogs on this restricted breed list then, Paula? As somebody that's working as a dog trainer or a dog handler?
I don't think so. I mean, if we're going to add breeds to it, we're going to forever be adding breeds to it.
Yeah.
And it will there will be no end to it. Everything that gets added, there'll be another breed. There's too many dog breeds to do that. And I've had very, very little experience with a dog warden, which is bizarre because I'm a dog trainer here in Galway and have been for the last 10 years. So it's bizarre that I haven't had more. I've had two customers only who I've known had run-ins with the dog warden. Both have been stopped by the dog warden and been told their dog's on the restricted breed list and they have to follow the laws. Neither of those breeds were on the restricted dog breed list. So even the dog warden, the education of the dog wardens alone is not there. So it's fine to say we'll get more dog wardens, but then there has to be, who are they being educated by? And that's the problem that we're running into over and over again. It's the lack of education to dog wardens, dog owners, kids in school. Does a kid in school know how to approach a dog, how not to approach a dog?
On the dog control, says this texter, my dog was attacked by another dog off the lead in my local park. The two owners, two women, couldn't stop it. I was cut and bruised as a result and my dog is now traumatised and is now a reactive dog. On a daily basis, there were dogs, large and small, off the lead, been walked and allowed to run around my estate in the local park, despite signs everywhere saying the dogs need to be on leads. It's incredibly inconsiderate and irresponsible of dog owners, and I would like to see leads enforced in all public places. Suzanne is on the line as well. Suzanne, you're also a dog owner. Do you agree with that texter?
Yes, Andrea, I was actually going to make that point. I agree with the previous speakers on the restricted dogs and, you know, the injuries. But one of my big things is that I believe, being somebody who was terrified of dogs for most of my life until recent years, I believe dogs in public places should be always on leads. For the simple reason of just the points that texter has said, no matter what breed, the dog is, once the dog is off the lead, the owner has no control over children coming over to the dog, people petting the dog, all that kind of stuff. And I follow a really good trainer in the UK called Southend Dog Training, and his mantra is, you keep your dog on a lead, you have control over your dog when you're out and about. That's really something I believe.
Yeah, I'm sort of inclined to agree with you, Suzanne. As somebody who too is afraid of dogs, I'm absolutely terrified when I meet a dog out, you know, out in the street or out in a public park or public place. I love when I see them on a lead. At least have some hope of them.
Like a few years ago, when I had a huge fear of dogs, if I saw a dog coming towards me off a lead, I'd freak out. The dog would sense my tension, and there'd be a big situation. So it's a very simple rule, and if you look at the actual legislation, I'm looking at it here now, all dogs must be kept under effective control when in public places. The one thing I'd like to add, basics, people who own a dog should have a license, as the other guy alluded to, should be microchipped, should have a collar. I think if there was more wardens policing that simple piece of legislation, do you have... So if you're... I challenged somebody recently in my own estate, walking, dog was off the lead, and I just said to him, the dog should be on the lead. Oh, he's grand. The dog is grand until a child comes along or somebody comes along.
Or another dog, or a cat, or the usual. Yeah.
So the rule should be, the legislation is simple. Keep your dog on the lead in public places. Then you have control over the dog. That will eliminate, I hope, the injuries that happen in the hospitals, which I do feel are not always connected to the bully breed or the restricted.
Okay. Deirdre's on the line in Longford. Stay with us, Suzanne. Do you agree with Suzanne there, Deirdre? Should all dogs in public places be on a lead?
Yes, I do. I agree. But I have a bigger issue, not with the dogs. I have issues with dog owners. I believe that dog owners, if you're going to be a dog owner, you need to receive training. You should be assessed to be able to have a dog, to have a responsible dog. Where you live should be assessed as regards the size of the dog. Obviously, if you're in a high-rise apartment, you know, having a larger dog in an apartment is a big issue. And I think trainers should be in the schools. I think, you know, having dogs on leads, having these restricted breeds, that's all fine and well. A biggest person, if a dog decides to go, that person may not have any control whether they have a lead in that dog or not. Whereas if that dog is trained and the handler is trained, they will have more control over that dog.
Would you agree, Louise? Is it just as simple as that? Have I got Louise there? Yeah, you're there, Louise. How are you?
Yes, I don't know, would it be as simple as that really? Because when it comes down to it, who's going to enforce these things?
Well, the dog warden, I assume.
Well, I live in Tipperary, and there's only, for the whole of Tipperary, there's only two dog wardens, and both of them are in Nina. You know, so it's like, there's not a lot to enforce it, because if you have an issue with someone's dog when you're out and about, like, there's probably a good chance you're not going to get that person's name, you're not going to get any details of them, so what are you meant to say when you go to report it? You know, like...
So we need more wardens, basically.
Yeah, like all of these sorts, like that's it, like, you know, and then they leave it down then to people reporting it and all this stuff, and then nothing gets done. You know, like I was saying when I messaged in a couple of years ago, I was out walking with my two Jack Russells, and anytime I bring them out, they're on a lead and they're muzzled as well for their protection and also just for anything that could ever happen. Because at the end of the day, you could always say that your dog won't bite, your dog is great, but you just can't take the chance. And when I was out walking with my two dogs, I was in an open field, and I was set upon by, I think it was three Springer Spaniels that ran at me. They were off a lead and unmuzzled, and I was trying to protect my own dogs and protect myself. And then as the owner was walking towards me, he was laughing because I had my two Jack Russells muzzled and on a lead. He thought that was hilarious.
That would be the case. I know.
Yeah.
Like the listener here says, the very reason people let their dogs off the lead is so that the dog can poo without them having to clean it up. It's very easy to claim ignorance when you simply just can't see it. Justin in Dublin suggests the wardens should be issued with a phone app that has a ticketing system, the app for identifying restricted list and a licensing database. And Terry in Sligo says, we have a very active dog warden in North Sligo, also a great help as well to the local Gardaí. Would that work, Sean? The idea of having, just enforcing, you know, the fact that people need to have all dogs, should they be on a lead when they're out in public?
Okay, I don't actually agree that dogs need to be on the lead all the time, which makes me a minority in this particular group. But I do think that, as I said at the start, I do think there needs to be far more enforcement than there is at the moment. I'm living in Fingal, North County Dublin, and I've never had my dog licences checked, ever. I've had dogs for over 40 years.
And you've three on the restricted breed list. Is that what you said?
No, I've one.
One,
no,
sorry,
I
apologies. One,
I have three dogs in total. One of them is
one's on the restricted. And nobody has ever come to check in with you or check any of your licensing or anything like that?
No, never. No,
that says it all, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Now, my dogs are chipped and registered and legally registered to me, etc., fully identifiable and all that, but I've done that myself rather than being forced to do it.
There's another listener here who says, I also own an American bully dog. He's always on a lead and muzzled, but my bad experiences are always with the off-lead dogs, unleashed spaniel types, were the last two types to attack us. The last time the owner completely was so ignorant about what was going on and just walked by. All of the dogs can be dangerous in the wrong hands. It's not the dog. It's the dog owner, says this listener. And another one for the moment. Keep them coming into us. It's 087 1400 106. I'm a dog owner as well, and I constantly come across owners allowing dogs off the lead without any supervision. St. Anne's Park in Dublin is particularly bad. This is not only about dangerous dogs. Dogs who are friendly in their owner's eyes also cause stress and anxiety to other dogs. People with dogs on restricted lists are often extremely irresponsible. It's those breeds who don't tend to cause issues. There's no enforcement of any off-lead laws at present, so just enforce what we have. Keep them coming into us. We might come back to this a little bit later in the show, but Eve, Paula, Sean, Suzanne, Deirdre, Louise, lots of people getting in touch today about this new task force that's been set up to strengthen dog control laws in Ireland.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.